Its current state on WKAR, if you've driven down West Saginaw lately, you may have noticed a little more color. The installation of colorful mosaics on concrete barriers in an old GM parking lot is the work of Project Restart, a collaboration between Peckham, students from MSU's Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, and the College of Engineering, which partnered with Adjudicated Youth to design and install the mosaics. Current state's April Van Buren went to the unveiling last week to talk to some of the people behind Lansing's newest piece of public art.
This strip of West Saginaw isn't particularly colorful. The empty parking lots and old auto factory sites are a depressing mix of gray, black, and brown on this rainy fall day. But then, something with a little sparkle catches your eye. In the middle of an empty parking lot, 12 concrete barricades covered with colorful glass mosaics stand out against this post-industrial backdrop. This public art installation was part of Peckham Inc.'s Next Step program, which works with youth in the juvenile justice system. Peckham Youth Services Specialist Amanda Adsit walks me down a bright yellow path painted onto the asphalt beside the installation.
So this first mosaic right here is the image of gears. We kind of did gears as a symbol that, you know, everything keeps moving and one piece can't move without another piece. And so that's kind of a symbol of all of us working together on this project.
This collaborative project took quite a few different gears, so to speak. Students from the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities and the College of Engineering at MSU worked alongside youth from Peckham to design and build the barriers. The group chose the parking lot of the former Lansing Metal Center as the site for their public art installation. The GM factory closed in 2006 and was demolished in 2008.
You know, now it stands barren. There's lots of weeds and it's just empty parking lots. And it's kind of dismal.
But Amanda says that's part of what drew the youth to this particular site.
They decided that they wanted to do something in an area of the city that was kind of empty. They wanted to give something back to an area that, you know, there wasn't a lot of hope in. So that's kind of how Project Restart began.
That was about 3 years ago. Today, dozens of people huddle under a big white tent with some hot cider and donuts to celebrate the project's unveiling. Vincent Delgado is one of them. He serves as the Dean for Civic Engagement at Michigan State University and was one of the facilitators for Project Restart. He says when the project began, they really didn't have any idea of what it would eventually look like. So he took some advice from his colleagues in the College of Engineering by starting with the problem.
And that problem was twofold. We have this huge post-industrial site where thousands of workers wrote their hopes and dreams throughout the years. And we had young people who perhaps should have been working in these places, and that could have been their hopes and dreams, but other things happened, and they wanted to write new hopes and dreams.
Crystal Sheeran was one of the youth who helped visualize what those hopes and dreams might look like as a piece of public art. She was a student in Peckham's Next Step program and designed one of the 12 concrete barricades. Crystal says when she was designing her barricade, she tried to take the things that were always heavy on her mind and then put them onto the paper.
So I came up with a little road map because you're on your way to success, or the other one is the arrow, so down. So either you can go down or you can bring yourself back up.
The road stretches across 5 different panels with the words strive, potential, devotion, content, and courage on them. Crystal says those are the words she uses to motivate herself each day. But while she clearly put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into the design, Crystal says it wasn't actually her favorite part of the project.
The most fun was for me was breaking the glass. Breaking the glass and gluing it on the plaited sheet and just seeing what it's going to come out to look like.
Crystal and the other Peckham youth were teamed up with the students from MSU who helped bring the project from concept to reality.
To be honest, they carried the project. It was their ideas that they were coming up with. We were more of the facilitators, the people that listened to their ideas and wanted to make it come to life.
That's ARCA junior Liz Martin. She began working on Project Restart when she was just a freshman. We huddle under an umbrella next to the barricades as Liz tells me about the 3-year-long process of creating the installation. The group went through several different ideas of what to do with the space, including building a skate park, before they landed on the concrete barricade mosaics. But that was just the beginning. Next came sourcing materials and finding experts who could show them how to do it.
We found people that had expertise in mosaicing to come in and teach the students how to properly lay the glass onto the grout and make the grout stick onto the barriers. And obviously this isn't something that can happen overnight. As you can see, they're very intricate. And I'm just guessing there's probably around 1,000 pieces of glass on each barricade.
Liz says each barricade took about 3 months to finish. But now, 3 years later, what used to be an old vacant lot is brightened by the shimmering mosaics. Clear plastic squares with pictures of butterflies designed by Riddle Elementary students hang between two poles attached to each one. Vincent Delgado says he's already seen the space evolve in ways he didn't expect.
The other day I was out here and there were children playing. And so this is becoming a public space that's not just an art installation. The parents were telling them, stay on the green, which was a way of saying stay within the paint of this installation. And the kids were running around and sitting on the barricades and looking at their arts while their parents were walking through and talking about it. And I think that is what I'm hoping to see. And I think that's the type of public spaces we need to see more of.
And Amanda Adsit from Peckham says the impact is bigger than just the physical installation.
I think the opportunity to work alongside college students that were the same age as our students really kind of motivated them. The students that we're working with didn't all have a high school degree. Some of them, you know, were dropouts. They were working on their GED. And to work with their peers that are going to college was inspirational.
She points out one of the barriers that she says sums up what Project Restart is all about. It features the hashtag #LoveLansing in bright red letters on a white background.
A lot of our students aren't proud of the city. And a big part of this project was trying to show them that there's a lot to be proud of in Lansing. And I don't know if you're on Twitter or Instagram, but, you know, a lot of people hashtag love Lansing for things that they're proud of. And so that's why we did this piece.
Amanda says now the students have a permanent reminder that they made something to be proud of, too. For Current State, this is April Van Buren.